Okay. Here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, led by Attorney General Brad Schimmel, has issued a warning on the sale and possession of CBD oil. The warning advises law enforcement agencies and the public that the medicinal oil, which is derived from hemp and marijuana plants, is still illegal despite the laws passed in recent years that allow its use in limited circumstances. The announcement caught many hemp farmers off guard and could cost the state millions of dollars in outside investment in the product. A lobbyist for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation told the Wisconsin State Journal that the warning is a kick in the gut to Wisconsin farmers. Okay, here is read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A political science professor from UW-Madison says a federal judge nominee is not being confirmed because of his religion. Ryan Owens wrote a guest column that was published by the Journal Sentinel, which argues that Gordon Giampetro, a Northwestern Mutual lawyer nominated by Donald Trump, has not been confirmed because of anti-Catholicism. Giampetro has been called unqualified by Senator Tammy Baldwin and others for his record of opposition to gay rights. And the Brewers got shut out by the Pirates yesterday, 9-0. They have the day off today. Then the Indians come to town for two interleague games starting tomorrow. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. This Saturday is Educators Amplified Part 4, the gubernatorial edition from noon to 3 p.m. at the Miramar Theater, 2844 North Oakland Avenue, just south of Locust Street, on Milwaukee's east side. The event is open to the public and will feature several of the candidates running for Wisconsin governor. The doors open at 11:30. If you can't make it in person, you can hear the event broadcast live on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network during the Earl Ingram Show Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. And here is read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Some big changes are coming to Milwaukee County's Pulaski Park on the south side. The concrete bed of the KK River will be removed, and the river channel will be widened between 16th Street and the Union Pacific Railroad Bridge. And a new book details the life of a world-renowned trans rights pioneer who grew up in Milwaukee. Lou Sullivan, Daring to Be a Man Among Men, is the autobiography of Lou Sullivan, an activist who is best known for his work in San Francisco and for promoting the concept that gender identity and sexual orientation are separate issues. Bryce D. Smith, who went to UW-Milwaukee, wrote the book and will read from it Wednesday evening at Madison's A Room of One's Own bookstore. And here's the forecast. And outside today, sunshine with highs in the upper 60s in Milwaukee, low 70s in Madison. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 50 degrees. Then mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s in Milwaukee, upper 70s in Madison. And for Wednesday, a 60% chance of rain with highs in the upper 60s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.